That dynamic music, Wendy, can only mean one thing. A chat with our friend Adam Hogue, the Bears insider, who's at the site of the next Super Bowl. Adam, how are you?
Hi, Bill and Wendy.
How are
things? All set up here from Radio Row. It's been pretty good. Warmer than last year when it was in Minnesota, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They think it's cold down here in Atlanta, and, well...
For them, and
just yeah. Switch places
with us. They will freak out because they don't have the salt trucks and snow plows and things like that. So if they get even a dusting, it is going to be a gridlock city.
They just spray stuff down with Coke.
They're talking about getting an inch of snow here tomorrow, and I'm like, my kid's school got canceled today. All right, let's settle down. But.
Stop your complaining. Yeah. Right. All right. So explain for people who don't know what Radio Row is. The week of the Super Bowl, they have this setup there, wherever the Super Bowl is, where radio hosts and some TV hosts from all across the country gather, and then they bring in...
Yeah, like, who do they bring in? That's what I want to
know. Former NFL players, celebrities, who's in there?
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody. I mean, I got a whole list of guys, like, let's see. You guys remember Ryan Leaf, who was picked ahead of Peyton Manning? I'm supposed to talk to him tomorrow.
Was he with the Chargers?
Correct.
Yeah.
And Lee Steinberg, who the movie Jerry Maguire is actually based off,
yep.
He's the agent. He's also Patrick Mahomes' agent, so
yep.
I'm excited to talk to him. Tim Jennings, former Bear. Earl Bennett, a former Bear. And then a couple current Bears are going to be here, too. Trey Burton is going to be here later in the week. So, I mean, there's a whole... Charles Tillman I'm supposed to talk to later in the week, too. So
you mean FBI agent Peanut Tillman?
Yep.
Yeah, now, he might actually be here working, since the security is insane. maybe they brought him down here on assignment. I'm not sure.
Agent Peanut. Wouldn't that be a great show?
Bill, tell Adam and the listeners, when he came on at the old studio with us, he couldn't find parking, so...
He parked his car right on Michigan Avenue, and nobody bothered him. He left his car there for at least a half an hour, 35 minutes, right prime real estate on Michigan Avenue, and we kept saying to him, you can't park there, and he said to Wendy and I, yeah, I can.
Yeah,
did he leave a note like, this is Peanut's car, I'll be right back?
Does he have one of those unmarked like detective cars?
Oh, not back then.
I don't think he did then. No, just a Peanut Mobile.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
He's just an all-around great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best, and he does some great charity work. Every time I get a chance to talk to him, it's great to talk football with him, and also his Cornerstone Foundation is really cool. So, and then there's, like, just anybody who's who in, like, media and the NFL is here. You know, I'm sitting next to, the Pro Football Talk from NBC. Their setup's here. Sirius XM, the TV station, CBS Sports Network. I mean, it's all kind of set up, all these stages within one giant convention room. Last year, we were in the middle of Mall of America, which was a little awkward.
Right.
I mean, they literally stuffed us into like a lobby area in the middle of the mall. So this year, we're in more of a equivalent of like McCormick Place, and it's a little bit roomier, but it's pretty cool.
A couple of years ago, I was working at a different station, and all the types of guests you just mentioned were there, former NFL players. There was a guy who was a referee, people that made sense. And then the one interview that I liked the most, but I still don't know why he was there, was John Voight.
That is I haven't been had any contact with so-called celebrities yet. But those guys do kind of
show up
this week.
Well, with John Voight, I even said to him, I guess I get it because you were in Midnight Cowboy and the Cowboys are a football team, so I guess it makes sense. But even he wasn't sure why he was there. It didn't make any kind of sense.
Well, for our listeners to kind of get an idea, pretty much everybody here is promoting something.
Sure.
Or they're tied in with some sponsor. And I'm just throwing out an example, but like, Brian Urlacher might be here talking about Restore, and his hair.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's here plugging something, and then it kind of works both ways because all of us radio stations here, we get some good guests, they get a little bit of promotion out of it for whatever they're plugging, and it really is just a big Super Bowl convention for the entire week. But it's a good time.
And I want to make sure people know that after the bonus hour that Wendy and I do from 12 to 1, on that same stream, you can listen to Adam Hogue, and you're on for an hour, right, every day this week, Adam? Is that right?
Yeah. And I think, unless, I haven't been told, I think we can go longer if need to.
That's what they tell us, but we never do.
No.
Yeah. Well,
it's too much.
Last year, being here at Radio Row, it's, the week always starts slow. Like, today's the slowest day, for sure. And then it's like, oh, this isn't too bad. And then by Wednesday, you're just like, slammed, like nonstop, guest after guest after guest. And I'm telling you, it's going to be hard to by the time we get to Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to be really hard to fit it all in 1 hour. So my guess is as we get later in the week, we'll be going longer than that. And it's just we'll have some great guests, and we'll be breaking down the game too. And if there's any Bears angles at all, we'll be talking plenty of Bears. They did re-sign their right tackle, Bobby Massey, over the weekend.
That's good news.
So that'll be a topic for today. And Mark Carman, our friend Mark Carman's hanging around here too.
Oh,
so he's
nice added bonus.
Yeah, he's going to be hanging out with me today as well. So 1 to 2 o'clock on the stream right after you guys.
Adam, how serious are they about auditioning new kickers? They're pretty serious about it, aren't they?
Didn't we sign someone?
Yeah, they did sign a kicker. So basically what this was, because anybody who's even becoming a free agent, like Robbie Gould, for instance, who I think the Bears will make at least have some conversations with, they're not technically free agents until March when the new league year starts.
Mm-hmm.
So those type of players you can't bring in for tryouts or talk to or anything like that just yet. However, anybody who was unemployed this year, you know, some younger guys or like Nick Folk, who's been kicking in the NFL for a while, he was unemployed at the end of the year. So those guys they were able to bring in last week, and my understanding is they had a pretty decent sized kicker tryout. And they ended up signing a kid out of Baylor who didn't have a job last year. My guess is this is just competition right now. But the big question is, if they were to go after Robbie Gould and sign Robbie Gould, well, in that case, you're cutting Cody Parkey. And
you're losing some money, but it might be money well lost.
I think it is. Personally, I think this is the biggest no-brainer signing in the history of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
You have one glaring weakness, and you have the guy who is the franchise leader in points scored for you, Robbie Gould.
Yep.
His name's at the top of the list. He scored more points than any Bear in the history of the franchise, which will be celebrating its 100th season this year.
Wow.
He's available. So you go sign that guy, you fix your biggest weakness, and a guy who knows how to kick at Soldier Field. There won't be any more double doinks. He might miss a kick here and there, but it's not going to be a glaring problem like it was. And this team is going to come into Bourbonnais in training camp in July, and it's Super Bowl or bust, really, for this team. So they better fix this kicker. So, you know, signing a kid out of college, that's not the
solution. A kid who also had a double doink.
Yeah, but it went in.
I just like saying double doink.
Yeah, he did?
It went.
Is that becoming our tagline or trademark now?
Home of the double doinks.
Oh, this is. I've heard commercials on the radio.
I know.
From car dealers that are doing like double doink specials. It's insane.
So does Cody Parkey work anywhere else? Does he get picked up by anyone?
Maybe. I mean, probably. He's
Whole
still
Foods
young.
With Eldon.
But
that's where he'll be working.
Yeah.
Or Trader Joe's. Where was it? Trader Joe's.
The NFL's really unpredictable sometimes. You know, there's guys who you think are for sure going to get a job.
Yeah.
And then they just never do.
Yep.
And then there's others. I'm interested. There was so much talk about the Today Show interview. Obviously, it didn't help him with the Bears. I think he thought it would help him with other teams.
Maybe.
Kind of, you know, have this, like, redemption story. I'm not sure, so sure it did, because if the Bears are upset because it was not a we thing, it was a me thing, well,
right.
Other teams don't want that either. So I don't think he did himself any favors.
Nope. I'm with you all the way. What's the spread for Sunday's game right
Who's
now?
Who's playing, by the way?
Well, the Patriots and the Rams are going to play.
Come on, Wendy.
I knew that. Well, the Patriots always play.
The Patriots are always there.
And the LA Rams.
Right. Next year's ticket already says the Patriots on the ticket. It's the Patriots and the Rams, and the spread is what, Adam?
The spread the last time I checked was the Patriots are a 3-point favorite, which was interesting because the Rams actually opened up as a 1-point favorite, and it swung very, very quickly. And I'm just checking right now at the Westgate in Las Vegas. It's down to 2.5. So the Patriots are 2.5-point favorites, just under that, you know, the big number of 3, as they like to say in the gambling world.
Who, if you were to bet, I know that you don't because it's wrong, it's morally wrong, it's illegal, but if you were going to bet, who would you bet on at a 2.5-point spread?
Yeah, I think right now, because the Rams are getting the points, I'd go with the Rams.
Would you?
I've liked the Rams all year. In fact, my preseason Super Bowl prediction was the Rams beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure this is the closest I've ever gotten to being anywhere near correct on a preseason Super Bowl prediction.
Yeah.
So I think at this point I kind of got to ride with them. I've liked the Rams all year long. You hate going against Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl.
Smiley? Smiley Bill?
Oh, yeah. He's just a joy to be around.
Sure
guys.
He is.
He really is.
Sure he is.
But Sean McVay actually is.
Yeah. So, he seems like a good guy.
And Adam, we had something come up on this show, and we were unclear of what happens. The whole Tom Brady deflated balls thing. We were talking about, I know, I can't, he's a cheater, that's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Mm. But now, do the teams use their own balls when they hit the field? How does that work?
Yes, actually they do.
Ha-ha, Bill.
Yeah. So, each team has ball guys, for lack of a better term, and they carry around like a bag, and the bag is filled with their footballs for their specific team, and there's one on each sideline. So there's somebody who's in charge of the Patriots footballs on the Rams sideline throughout the game. So whichever, is closest on each play, they quickly get the ball in, and then they find the ball that just came out of play. And so those footballs are all supposed to be inflated, to the exact specifications. There's a small range. I don't remember the exact PSIs that we all went through with Deflategate a few years ago. But they're all supposed to, they're all checked before the game. And it's up to the teams to manage those footballs and make sure they get in and out of the game properly.
Why is it up to the teams individually and not like a more neutral governing body? Wouldn't that make more sense? Then you don't have to worry about something like this happening?
Well, again, like they're checked before the game.
Yeah.
So,
but then during the game, somebody could inflate or deflate them if they wanted to, right?
Which is why this was a controversy.
Yeah.
And, there's a certain trust factor there that you're not going to mess with the football during a game. And if you get caught, then
I'm surprised
punishment.
It never happened before. I really
maybe
am.
It had.
Maybe it had. And maybe this was a bigger thing than we ever knew. But the reality is, I think this is why Tom Brady got the 4-game suspension he did when it was all said and done. The league had to make a point that, there's so much they're regulating but in these games. You
right.
should be able to trust the teams to keep the balls properly inflated. And so if you violate it, they're going to come hard on the most well-known player in the league. And I don't think it's really been an issue since.
How much of a hand do you think Vladimir Putin had in this, Adam?
At least a 5% chance.
5%?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, usually these days he's more like involved like 20%.
But not this time. It's only 5. Adam, thank you so much for sharing some insight about Super Bowl week there in Atlanta. And again, your first broadcast is today right after our bonus hour on the stream, right?
Absolutely. 1 o'clock, right after you guys. So I'll talk to you guys in a couple hours. And
excellent.
I'm sure we'll be in touch throughout the week as well.
I hope so.
Thanks, Adam.
Have a good
All
time
right.
out
have
there. Adam Hogue, our Bears insider, out in Atlanta for the Super Bowl.
And you're our Bears outsider?
I'm the Bears way outsider. Way outside. We'll take a little break, and then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy on WGN.